Violence has erupted in Kashmir, the Muslim-majority valley in the Himalayas that is split between India and Pakistan. Last week, a suicide car bomb killed some 40 Indian troops, the deadliest such attack in 3 decades, and there have been gun battles there this week. NPR's Lauren Freyer was reporting in Kashmir just before the violence broke out.
Fierce gun battle in Pulwama. These are dramatic visuals that are
Indian troops exchanged fire with militants. They killed a man officials described as a ringleader of the Pakistan-based group that claimed responsibility for last week's suicide car bomb. Military funerals are underway across India for the troops killed in that bombing. They were deployed from all over the country to Kashmir. Some of their funeral processions have morphed into nationalist rallies, with mourners chanting for revenge against Pakistan. There have also been threats against the Kashmiri people themselves. Even though the suicide bomber was trained by Pakistan-based militants, he was actually a young local Kashmiri man. Kashmiris are mostly Muslims, and India has a Hindu majority. There are fears sectarian violence could break out. Police have set up a hotline for Kashmiris to report harassment. Meanwhile, nuclear-armed neighbors India and Pakistan have recalled their envoys from one another's capitals. After another attack 3 years ago, India launched military strikes into Pakistan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says this time also all military options are on the table. To our neighbor Pakistan, Modi said at a rally, we promise a befitting reply. Modi is running for re-election. He's been dogged by disappointing unemployment figures. Now, with violence in Kashmir, Modi is likely to campaign on national security ahead of polls this spring. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Mumbai.